15-year-old Ilya Molotkov was studying acrobatics at the circus school in Kiev until the war broke out. He's now living as a refugee in Germany. Trying to continue his studies, he sends videos of his exercises to his coach, who is still in Kiev.
I really enjoyed going to the circus school and to rehearse. The response from the audience made me happy, but everything has changed since the start of the war.
By bringing Ukrainian, Belarusian and other international artists together, this Dutch circus director hopes that a long tradition can be continued despite the war.
The message is, let us hope that one time the whole world's going to be a circus world, because we are the proof that it's possible to work, live together with so much different nationalities together.
Olga Makhutsova from Belarus performing on the so-called Russian Bar with two Ukrainian colleagues is one example.
With artists who remain professional, we still have a good relationship. Russians, Belarusians, it doesn't matter.
I lost a lot of friends. I worked in Russia for a long time. We don't communicate with each other.
Circus has long been an art form that has brought Ukrainian and Russian performers together. But because of the war, that's now only possible in countries as far away as the Netherlands. But for some, sharing a stage together is difficult with all that's been going on.
Anastasia Safarian managed to flee the Ukrainian city of Irpin, which was heavily attacked by Russian forces. She says for now she can't perform together with her Russian colleagues.
I can't do this now. I would feel I would betray my people because they are fighting for my country and people are dying. At the moment, that would not be possible for me.
A few days before the show, several Russian artists cancelled. Despite their trauma, Anastasia and the other performers hope that one day circus can again bring Russian and Ukrainian performers together. Stef Vassen, Al Jazeera, Dordrecht in the Netherlands.